You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Yesterday, our show was canceled or preempted by our monthly Dallas County Community College District Trustees meeting. So that's why I wasn't on the air yesterday. And today, I was spending most of my time, when I should have been prepping the show, helping out the Richland Chronicle paper, the online edition. We're really doing a major revamp of how we put out the web version of the Richland Chronicle. And since I'm somewhat of an expert on WordPress, I have several blogs, including the pronkpops.wordpress.com blog. And let me give you that a little slower. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com blog. And those are, if you go to that blog, that's how you listen to the show. Yes, you can listen when it's going over the air, but most of the people that listen to my show listen the podcast. So if you go to pronkpops.wordpress.com, at the very top you'll have links to the most recent, usually 60 to 80 shows. At the very bottom of that page you'll have links to all my past shows, except for the very earliest, about seven, that unfortunately were overridden. Now, I point that out for this reason. You usually will have my notes for the show there, including YouTube videos, articles, charts, photographs, depending on what news story I'm covering. And I will be covering the economy and as well as the drop in Obama's poll ratings. Because that seems to be the story today, both on talk radio and the news. It's getting a lot of attention. But to complete my thought, I was helping the Richland Chronicle out in terms of putting together the menu, the main menu and the submenus for the school paper. And we're going strictly to a WordPress, will be a WordPress blog, but we will have our own domain name, so you won't see WordPress in it, even though WordPress is going to be hosting it. And we will have also a separate blog for KDUX Web Radio, which I have not worked on yet, as well as the Richland Chronicle television station. Many students, as well as adults and faculty and staff, are not aware that Richland College has its own not only radio station, but also its own television station. But that depends on the participation of the students. To the extent that they have shows, they have a terrific opportunity to display their talents, both in front of the camera and behind the camera. And so I urge any students listening, and we're right at the end of the summer semester. I took one course on basic animation, and the reason I took the one course is not that I plan to be an animator, although I sort of enjoy it, but it's rather time-consuming and tedious, is that I have to be a student here to broadcast my radio show. So that was the one course that was a 10-week course that I am completing. Tomorrow is the big day, show and tell day, when we show what we've done during the semester as well as our final. I'm looking forward to that. I think a lot of students aren't looking forward to that because, as I told several, I've been helping several students in that course, you learn by doing. That's true in broadcasting, but it's also true in multimedia. The people that do well in it have to put in the time. You got to put in the time to do well in anything in life. And it's a good lesson because I've seen students, there are a few students that have really been conscientious about it, have put in the time, and they generally do well. And they're students that, for all practical purposes, I won't say blew off the course, but didn't put much time in it, and it shows. And they really didn't learn anything. And it's sad because they had a terrific instructor, and I'll give a shout out to him, David Brem, L. Brem. He was an animator, worked on an Academy Award nominated cart. I don't even know the name, but because I'm not into television, nor I am to cartoons, but he has a lot of experience and really was able to get that experience through to at least the students that were interested in the subject. But tomorrow's the big day, and where the semester is wrapping up, the summer semester is wrapping up for all students, and starting, I believe it's August 25th, about 3 weeks from now, the fall semester starts. So if you're new to the campus, I want to give a plug today. We need staff writers. We need layout people, photographers. We need broadcasters if you're interested in radio or if you're interested in television. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in front of the camera. You can be a camera operator or producer. So there are a lot of opportunities for students if they want to get involved on Richland College campus in terms of broadcasting. It could be news. It could be music. It could be talk radio, which I do. It could be sports. You really decide what your show is going to be about. So I urge students to definitely take advantage of it. We're across the hall from EO 20, which is El Paso. So if you're in the neighborhood, stop by. We'll be more than happy to give you a tour of the studio. And if you need additional information, talk to Erica Edwards. She's the faculty lead, and she could give you any insight. She's has worked in both public relations and in radio, so she has some practical experience. And we have a staff of advisors. If you're the written word or photography is what you're more interested in, that really have a wealth of experience both on newspapers, television, as well as radio. So you really have an opportunity to learn from them as well as sharpen your own skill sets and get some practical experience. So I'm giving a plug today for the Richland College Student Media, and we're located in El Paso Hall. It's right near the stairways that goes to the library. So if you're new to the campus, if you're in the cafeteria, just head down that hall to EO 20. That's the hallway where you get your student ID cards and photos. And I've seen a lot of high school as well as college students getting their ID and I urge you to get the ID because you need that ID to not only access the library, but also the various computer labs. So today is going to be a little bit more localized in terms of my show. Usually my show is primarily national and international in scope. So today is I probably spent more time on local situations than I normally do. But our listenership is primarily the students, faculty, and staff at Richland College, as well as those that find us through search engines. I would say 95% or more of the people that listen to the show listen as a result of doing a search, such as on Google, and they find past shows. That's prompopops.wordpress.com. Now, I only have about 15 minutes left. Today is definitely going to be a shorter show. Usually, and I hope to get back to this shortly, my show will be a regularly 1 hour a day show, Monday through Friday. And I say that because that's tentative, because students initially are only given a weekly show of 1 hour. And the reason why, we found out in the past that some students, while they're very eager initially to give a show, there's a certain dropout rate. They find out it takes time and energy. And remember, the primary reason most people are here is to get a college education and are taking 5 or 6 courses. I already have my college education. I have bachelor's and several master's, so I'm really developing my experience and skill sets in broadcasting. So I'm more the exception. The rule is we have students that, like most students, that are freshmen and sophomores, because this is a community college, primarily focused in on those first 2 years, because most of our students that graduate get an associate's degree and then go to a senior, what's called a senior university, such as the University of Texas at Dallas, the University of Texas at Arlington, Southern Methodist University, as well as Texas Christian University. And I know I'm leaving out the University of North Texas. So and don't forget the Aggies. We have Texas A&M at Commerce. So there are a lot of local universities that most of our students go to, but others go to universities across the United States, and some go to the University of Texas at Austin. So we're primarily geared to the Dallas and the Texas. That's our marketplace, and those are where our students are from. But they're getting their first 2 years of a college education. And I know that I was thinking back when I was a freshman, and boy, did I make I made one big mistake and one really great choice. Initially, I was going to be a physics major, majoring in nuclear physics. That was a bad idea. I was interested in it. I just didn't have the IQ. I have a fairly high IQ, but there are people that have sky-high IQs. It's not a question of either work or intelligence, but you need a certain, talent or aptitude for it. And I concluded that I could grind it out and try to stick with physics, I made a choice to switch my major to economics, and I'm glad I did. It was the best decision I made, and I didn't really know at the time. Well, that's not unusual. Most students, college students today, change their majors 2, 3, 4 times because most young people simply don't know what they're going to do in life. Now, I initially wanted to be a fighter pilot, but my eyesight went down. I read too much. That's the problem. I don't consider it a problem, but because of my reading in high school, my sophomore, junior year, my eyesight really, it was no longer 20/20. And at least at that time, I had an appointment to the U.S. Air Force Academy, but the problem there was you had to take a physical just before you went to the academy, and I flunked the eye test. Otherwise, I probably would have been a pilot. Now, that's not the situation today. Today, the Air Force recognizes that you don't necessarily have to have 20/20 vision to go to the Air Force Academy because there's a lot of other positions that you don't need perfect eyesight. Now, obviously, if you're going to be a pilot, that standard still applies. But my ambition at the time was to go to the Air Force Academy and then go become a pilot. That was more or less scrubbed my junior between my junior or senior year. I had to take the physical and did out all right on everything else but that, and that was unfortunate. And what was interesting, I'm really going to date myself, my father came home and he said, well, I understand what happened with the Air Force and the eyesight exam, but would you be interested in going to West Point? Now, I need to understand, my father was a professional soldier in the Army. And I said, no, thank you, Dad, because he had been informed by correspondence that I could have gotten a vice presidential, and the vice president then was Lyndon Baines Johnson from Texas. I said, I'm really not interested in a career in the Army. I'm still interested in a career in the Air Force, but not the Army. So that's a little bit of my background because I understand what freshmen are going through. They don't really know what their major is. They don't know what they're going to do with their life. They're hearing about problems of people not being able to find jobs. And usually most students have to go into debt. I know I did. Even though I had some scholarships, I still had some loans that I had to make. And that's when college was a lot less expensive. But I went to a private university, and it was expensive, and without a scholarship and loans, I could not have done it because my parents just were not in the position to pay for it. So I want to welcome the freshmen as well as students coming back for their second year to Richland College. It's going to be very busy. People are in the process of finishing their registrations, and the new students are taking orientations. I've noticed we've had a lot of students going around the campus trying to learn their way around, because Richland College is probably, I think, one of the prettiest colleges in the Dallas County Community College District. It's sort of the crown jewel of the DCCD. And I know initially I only went to one or two buildings, but there's a lot of buildings on this campus. And if you're new to the campus, it can be a little bit overwhelming. The good news is we usually publish a map in the Richland Chronicle newspaper, either the first or the second issue, and we have people, tables, especially the first couple of days, where people will help you out. I would also recommend you get a student planner from the Office of Student Life. It has a really nice calendar. It's totally free. It also has a map of the campus on it. So definitely get involved in student activities. We have literally dozens of student clubs. So if broadcasting or newspapers or televisions is not your cup of tea, there's plenty of organizations, extracurricular activities to get involved with and interact with your fellow students. I really urge you to do that, because that's where you meet your friend, and you're going to meet a lot of people that you don't know. Obviously, some you will, but a lot you don't. And it's a very much mixed environment. I was in a class with actually high school students. I didn't know that until about halfway through, and they were from Nepal, and it was a little bit challenging because they really knew nothing about the multimedia applications. And frankly, they shouldn't have been in the course for the simple reason, in basic animation, I assumed everyone in that class knew Photoshop and Illustrator. Well, it turned out that very few, there were about four people out of 10 or 11 that actually were taking the course that knew it. I was one of them, but most of them didn't know anything about that. And that was a challenge both for the instructor and me and several other students try to help them out, because they were struggling because they were just simply new to it. And they were taking a course that, frankly, is typically a sophomore-level course in terms of the application, but it's an introduction to basic animation. Now, I was taking it to learn motion graphics. I'm not going to get into that. I only have a few minutes left, and I know I'm going to spend more time on this tomorrow, but the story today is the fact that President Obama's poll numbers in two polls, one by the Wall Street Journal, has really fallen. Now, I don't really pay much attention to any one poll, because you got to be careful how the poll questions are asked, but you need to follow the trend. I usually look at the Gallup poll. Has an excellent poll on the job approval ratings of Obama. Now, I didn't have a chance to look at it, but it was running about 41-42%. And this new poll, his approval rating is 40%, which is low, but is consistent with other polls, and his disapproval was 54%, as I recall. Now, why? And I frankly will tell you, I think it should be in the mid-30s heading to 30. I'm surprised it's at 40. And why am I surprised at it's 40? But there's a lag, and I understand this. The sense of the American people is Washington, D.C., both Democrats and Republicans. You're what I call the professional elitist politicians are simply out of touch with the American people. There's a fundamental disconnect between the folks in Washington, D.C., the leadership of both political parties, both Democrats and Republicans, with the concerns of the American people. And you don't have to be a genius to find out what are those concerns. And I don't even need to consult a recent poll. I know off the top of my head, it's the economy and jobs. That's number one and two. And depending on the poll, either jobs is number one and the economy is two, or flip-flop. That is what the American people are concerned about, by far. And the reason is, this is supposedly we're in the fifth year of the economic recovery. Now, I reported last Friday or last week on the fact that the Department of Commerce Bureau of Economic Analysis came out with the advanced estimate of what the gross domestic product, GDP, was doing. And it surprised me, and it surprised many economists, but the advanced estimate said the economy was growing in the second quarter at 4%. The consensus was it was growing about 3%. Now, I warned everybody, be very careful interpreting that 4% number, because because the advance estimate is based on incomplete information. You really need to wait to the second and third estimate to get better information. They are revised, and they're also revised annually. Now, I'm leading up to something. We're still on the verge of another recession. People don't seem to get that message because they've been lulled. Oh, 4%, that's really doing good. I expect that 4% number to radically change. It's not out of the question that that number could be 2% or less. And we'll know in about 3 weeks. We'll know towards the end of the month. I think it's either Wednesday or Thursday, the last Wednesday or Thursday of the month, the Department of Commerce will publish its second estimate. And that's the one most economists pay most attention to. And then a month later, in the end of September, you'll get the revised number. And that usually does have some changes, both up and down, but it's not as drastic. So it's really the second and third estimate that you want to look at. Compare that with what was the first estimate. The final estimate for the first quarter, which were revised from a minus 2.9% to a minus 2.1%. It went through not only the second and third estimate, they also did their annual revision. So it was revised from negative 2.9 to 2.1, negative 2.1. You average that together with 4, even given what I've just said, you're looking for the average of the two quarters at 1%. Now, that's better than zero, but you're comparing apples and oranges. The first quarter estimate is fairly solid. There might be a minor change into it, but it's definitely negative, and the definition of a recession is two negative quarters of GDP. So will we get a second quarter of negative growth? I don't really know. I would say the smart betting is no, that yes, you're going to see a revision down in that growth rate. I don't think it's 4%, but I would not be surprised if it's somewhere between 1% and 2%. And then when you average the two quarters, you've still got a negative number, and that's my point. We're really on a tipping point of being in another recession, and that is what has the American people worried. And we've had persistently high unemployment rates. And students, during the summer, were having difficulty finding jobs, as they are having difficulty finding jobs now. So teenagers and people in the 20s, in their early 20s, are the ones that are really feeling it. And their parents know that, because many of these students, after they graduate, return home to their parents and live. And even if you're successful in finding a job, usually most students today graduate with $25,000 or more in loans. So they need a job. And what was really stunning about the poll number is that 74% of the American people believe that their children will be worse off than they were. That's staggering, folks. So if you want to know why both President Obama's poll numbers have been dropping, as well as the poll numbers of what I call the P's, the political elitist establishment, you need to go no further than what the job prospects are of the American people, their children and their grandchildren, as well as what the economy is doing. That's why his poll numbers are going down. That's why there is a general, people are fed up with what Washington, D.C. is doing in terms of both the Democratic and the Republican Party. The question is, who's going to win in November? I think right now, it'll probably be the Republican Party, but the people are not happy with either party, and that's why more and more of them are becoming independents. They don't have either a Republican or Democratic Party affiliation. Well, I'm looking at the clock. I'm a little bit over. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk. I'm the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own unless otherwise stated and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You have been listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. Have a great final week. I hope you ace all your tests and get A's on your projects and papers, and hope to see you back in the fall semester for those that are continuing on in their education at Richland College. Have a great day. Goodbye.